a story that I found in a little book, which I didn't even know I had, called Stories of London. An Englishman and a Scotsman. They were both boasting about their countries and which was the better country. And they decided to fight a duel. They were on horseback as they fought this battle. It's called The Better Man. Two nobles gathered for a feast, Lord Lindsay and Lord Wells. Both did vaunt their nation's fame and where their land excelled. The first defended Scotland's fame as chivalry in war. The other boasted England's skills, which he has been the more, which he has been the more. To end the dispute, they then swore to fight unto the death. Whichever slew the other one, his nation would be best. The duel was fought on London Bridge, the barbed monks prepared. The rivals charged and thrust was struck, and Lindsay felt his blade, and Lindsay felt his blade. Come strike again, Lord Lindsay cried, and seek me if you can. I will not bow my knee to one who is a lesser man. A second blow from Wells's sword struck Lindsay to the core, but Lindsay's rein had imped his horse, and he refused to fall, and he refused to fall. This cannot be, said Wells's men, there is some mischief here. Lindsay's tied to his horse, and weapons does not fear. At this Lord Lindsay sprang to earth and leapt back on his horse. I am no chief for all you say, lay on and do your worst, lay on and do your worst. Nous sommes ici dans une danse, tout rempli de jeunes gens. Ce qui me déveille peu, mon amour de tes dents.
Sous le gazon, le Paris d'Andenne, venez me tendre le Paris d'Andenne. Sous le gazon, le Paris d'Andenne, venez me tendre le Paris d'Andenne.
They charged the third time, and Lord Wells was dealt a fatal blow. He fell to earth, and Lindsay came to execute his foe. Instead of sword, he stretched a hand, bade his rival stand. I scorn your death, said he, for I have proved the better man. I have proved the better man.
Thank you.